Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, and I am one of the hosts of today's show. I'm also known as That Chick Angel, and I am joined by my husband of 13 and a half years, the other host of this glorious podcast. Tell them who you are, baby.
My name is Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Marcus Angel LeGram, a.k.a. Tank.
A.K.A. my boo. Anyways, if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, first of all, we welcome you.
Appreciate you for joining us. We don't know what took you so long, but welcome.
Yes. Two, you can rate and review us wherever you're listening to us. It makes us more discoverable so that we can have more people be a part of our family. But we want to give a shout out to our immediate family that's actually listening and watching this live. They are our Patreon members. They, for the low of 16 cents a day, which is $5 a month, are able to get exclusive content, early access, as well as live taping of Is This Going to Cause an Argument and other content. So if you would like to be a part, you can join by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And we want to give a shout out to the three sponsors of today's episode. They are Bulldog Yoga, Best Fiends, and Apostrophe. We're going to tell you all about them later on, but let's jump into the episode. Marcus is looking at me crazy because he can tell that I only have on one lash.
I didn't see it at first till I looked at this camera. I'm like, what is wrong with my face right now?
Wrong with my face?
Not your face, but when you were looking down, it was like prevalent that something was off about your eyes.
I'm like, I have had a full conversation with him, 20-minute conversation in his face, and he didn't notice. And then all of a sudden, when we get in front of people, when we get in front of folks.
Oh, I called, they didn't see it?
No, I said something to them earlier, so they knew. Okay, so we like to jump off each episode with a segment called In My Feelings. I thought that would probably be, I guess, the most relevant right now, because if you have watched for a while, you can see that Marcus is in his feelings.
Yeah.
So, babe, share whatever you feel comfortable sharing about what's got you in your feelings.
Like I said, I just got the news. Everybody else is probably good with it. It's definitely an opportunity. It's just wrong timing. Just dealing with work. It is what it is. I ain't gonna go elaborate too much.
It's not. Can I just say it just takes you?
Yeah,
out of the house longer than
what that's the main thing. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's counterproductive to my current goals.
Okay, I'm like, so people don't think that it's something too crazy.
Because of work, I got to get a second wife. I'm happy about it. Angel's not.
Yes.
Something like dealing with work. God dang.
So Marcus will be out of the house even more. He was already out of the house at like 5 a.m. every morning.
We don't know that for sure, but most likely. I don't have a lot of details, but we'll see.
Yeah, so
hey, this may mean y'all get a lot more lives from me. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. So that's literally, I want to say, how many, maybe an hour ago, he found this news out. And I was like, time to do the podcast. Let's go. Coming in high. Yes, ain't that right? Shantae said, I'm your first, second, and third wife.
Usually brush my beard then. I didn't get a chance to. Because that mask be just jacking it up.
Oh. What's got me in my feelings is that as well. You know, we live out here in California currently now with no family. My mother was living here. She recently moved back. But and while she couldn't no longer help us during the day, if anything happened where I had to work late and Marcus wasn't going to be home and our sitter had to leave, she could fill in. Well, now that she's gone, it's worked out so that, like, because Marcus's project had slowed down, that if anything, really, like, if I needed someone to come home, he could potentially come home earlier. Because of COVID, you know, my options are slim because we want to keep our circle as small as possible of people that are with us for long periods of time. So knowing that he'll be out of the house longer due to, you know, traveling distance.
I said prevalent, good word.
That's what I said.
Yeah. No, that's what somebody said.
No, but did I say prevalent?
No, I did. Oh. I said your eyelash.
Oh.
Sure. Y'all, my dyslexia, it's in and out, but it's always there.
You just really took us back to a topic that
we did. They did.
But you didn't have to let them take them.
Pernell.
Anyway, and I'm going to leave this one. Y'all going to get this one eyelash. You darn right. No.
I'm going to take it off.
No, you leave me alone.
Nothing you can do about it.
Leave me alone.
What?
Anyway, it sucks to have him out of the house for mainly travel. Like, not extra work. It's commute. Pretty much. I don't think I would be...
I mean, there's other things come with it, too, but yeah.
For you. I'm saying while I'm in my feelings. Yeah.
For me, it's other things that come with it
you,
as well.
You did yours. Mine is to have you out of the house mainly for commute. That is irritating. If it was mostly work, I have had to grit and bear it for years now. And completely understood that, like, okay, it waxes and wanes. If I have to sit in this season where he's working 10-hour days, 11-hour days, it's cool. Because, what?
10 hours, that's a day of work. Maybe 12 and 16 sometimes.
16 was rare, but, like, I'm saying consistently. I know it's, you know, it's a season. Just like I have those seasons sometimes too where I'm out of the house filming or 12-hour day.
Yeah.
But having...
And it's different in California.
What's different?
Like traveling. When people say, you know, traveling to work.
Yeah.
Like everything in California is an hour away. You're going to be like an hour, but this is longer than that.
Yeah.
Like...
So, it's just...
This would be an hour and 15 minutes in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So...
It's going to be something else.
Yeah.
So that's got to be feeling some type of way. But what's got you feeling good? Or do you want me to do that first? And then
you go ahead and just do what you, what's got you feeling good.
What's got me feeling good is that I'm over here popping. Okay. I've been getting callbacks. I've been getting dope auditions. I've been killing my auditions. Like coming in there like, what y'all want? You know what I'm saying? And not only that, literally doing the audition and not thinking about it afterwards. Just being like, hey, yeah. Bigger brands are wanting to work with me, which is just like, okay, what we doing today?
Yeah, it's been rolling in for you. It's been dope.
The baby just, well, our third co-host just woke up angrily. Getting a little more focused, which is like always a good thing for me. I like to feel focused, but just I made a post recently on my Instagram of just like giving into the chaos, surrendering to the chaos and not getting stressed out by it because that would be my normal tendency to be like, oh my God, dear God. But like feeling as though, you know what? This is fine. It can be messy. It can be chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to. Like, this is not life or death. I don't have someone's life hanging in the what is it called? In the balance. Yes, hanging in the balance by my decisions. So I'm just like, it's all right. This is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It can be a lot. I can do.
Yeah.
My schedule will be like, okay. Is it what you need today? Well, fight. But like, I mean, Amar is probably the most stressful thing of it all. As he comes in here all loud.
Amar's just stressful. He's actually all right today before you got home.
Was he?
He was having a good time. I sent the boys outside. He went out there and played with them for a long time.
He would love to be able to play outside.
Then you need to start sending him outside and making them go with him. That was why they all went, because they were looking at their Nintendo Switches. And I'm like, it's 70 degrees out. 75.
You're talking about when you're at work. What do you think is happening?
Hmm?
You're talking about you need to send them outside with him.
No, I'm just saying after school and everything, or on their breaks.
It's during the school that is difficult.
Send him out there. He can't do nothing. He can't climb nothing out there. He'll be all right. The dogs will watch him.
He's a whole mess. What's got you feeling good? And don't make the Lord be looking at you silly because you can't think of nothing.
Everything. A lot of stuff's got me feeling good. All right. I'm just, the latest news is where my focus is. But everything else is great. Life is beautiful. I'm blessed. Leave me alone.
I'm just saying, you can give them a specific thing. You ain't got nothing?
I can't think of nothing right now.
All right. Oh, yes, you can. You haven't talked about it since you got it.
I haven't talked about that.
Look at that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and other people, they too, they're like, wait a minute. Yeah. How is he not mentioning this?
That's great. That's absolutely phenomenal.
Okay.
So yeah, for y'all that don't know, Miss Nessa and Colin Kaepernick sent me a box. Fire. Y'all seen the post? I did forget some things. It was also a shirt. In that box, there was a mask in that box. There was a poster by an artist named
Mike,
B Mike. I think it's B Mike too. Check him out on Instagram. He's an artist that he did a portrait of Colin Kaepernick. And everybody, if you haven't seen it, Ben and Jerry's partner with Colin Kaepernick. And they have a flavor that he came up with so that. The rendering of that can is the B Mike. He actually did that paint, that artwork. And they sent me a poster of the portrait on the in the box. The ice cream, of course, came with it. Ice cream scoop. Look, I said I have a tool that's not this strong on the post, talking about how sturdy the ice cream scoop was. And people actually thought I didn't know it was an ice cream scoop. I didn't need to say it was an ice cream scoop. I was like, dang, it's sturdy. I got tools that ain't that strong. I know it's a goddamn ice cream scoop. Anyway, there was a shirt, the poster, a can of spray paint, an actual can of spray paint. Of course, it was empty. The thing was taken off. But it has the same artwork of the artist on this can. And then even the thing that the poster came in, it has Kaepernick on it. It's dope. It's so dope. So fire. So, yeah, I got that packaging, y'all. And it's fire. Like, I had to swallow a couple times. Like, hey, it's dope. It breezes in here, right? But no, that meant a lot. That was crazy. They sent me that.
Kaepernick follows you, don't he?
No. Nessa does.
You sure he don't follow you?
Trust me.
You check to make sure?
I check every morning. And not just to make sure. Not that I'm looking for him to. I mean, people got things to do. But we talk. You know, I told him he didn't have to follow me. You know, we got on. We actually talked yesterday, day before. I'm lying. Maybe I'm not. That's my homie. We all homies.
Y'all homies?
Yeah, we're going to play spades as soon as all this is over with.
So we're going to get... You stupid. We're going to get the poster framed so it can look really nice. Yeah. Can't wait till we try the ice cream.
Yeah, we got to wait for it to drop. I ain't opening that.
It hasn't dropped yet?
The ice cream? No. I don't think it has. I've been looking for it.
We couldn't find it.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's dropped yet.
Yeah, it was a pretty good flex, that whole package. pretty good.
Yeah, no, I was excited. I got home and I seen the box and then I saw his logo on the side. I was like, oh, so I was in a rush, opening everything and I was spreading it out. I was like, Angel, come here. And I just forgot that I had left half the stuff on the other side of the room when I was doing the video. And I still didn't realize that Angel was like, was this stuff in the box too? I said, yeah, that was in the box.
You don't think you ever told him when you got the jersey in?
I didn't tell him I got the jersey. The reason for that is because all this came about when he came out with a black and white jersey that I really, really want and missed the opportunity. And I didn't realize what a hot commodity these jerseys are. But I said, he dropped a shoe. And I tried to get the shoe. It was an Air Force One with his logo and everything on it, black and white. So I tried to get the shoe, and I was like 10 minutes in after it dropped, and I was like, they already sold out. So with the jersey, he came out with a black-on-black jersey, and I was like, all right, I know exactly what I'm going to do, just in case it's East Coast time. It says it drops at 9 a.m. Just in case it's, whatever time it dropped, I got up for the time of 9 a.m. East Coast time, just in case it was dropping that time, but it was dropped West Coast time. Cool, so morning goes on. I'm at work. I'm sitting there refreshing like crazy, watching the clock. It's like seconds coming down. As soon as it said available, I said, because I already signed up for the app. I didn't have to feel nothing. All I had to do was hit purchase. As soon as it said available, purchase, sold out. I was like, what? So lost my mind. Did a post on that after I came down off my emotional high. Later on that day, I did a post. So that's how that all came about. They saw the video. He liked it. They liked it. We were messaging back and forth. They was like, you know what? He'd like to send you a jersey. I'm like, what? You bullshitting. That's what you're doing right now. But the reason I didn't let it be known that they sent me one, because I didn't want everybody hitting them up, or everybody doing it. But I want a jersey. I want a jersey. I was like, I didn't want to be the cause of that.
Oh, you wouldn't have been.
I'm just saying.
You wouldn't have been.
But that's why I didn't let it be known when I got the jersey. But yes, I got the jersey. It's fire. That was the only time y'all ever worn it. Is when y'all ready. I'm going to get the jersey framed, too.
I think you should wear that thing.
I'm going to wear it, but I don't know. I'm going to get a bootleg one. No, I'm just going to wear that one and then frame the
Real quick, we're going to jump to our first sponsor, which is Apostrophe. They have been friends of this podcast for a while now, and I love sharing it with you all because, especially as a woman, I mean, even men, can be very well groomed and care about their skin. But skin and having healthy skin and having skin that you feel confident about is it's really important, especially now that we're all having to wear these masks, so people are getting mask acne. Mm-hmm. It's even like more important to just be checking in and make sure your skin has the best health possible. And that is why Apostrophe is such a great company for you all to know about. Prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work to see a doctor. You have to sit in line at a pharmacy to get your medication. But Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You can get treated immediately, and your medication is delivered to your home. So all you do is you fill out this simple Apostrophe online questionnaire about your skin concerns and your medical history. And then you snap a couple of selfies so they can get like some really good clear pictures of your skin. And literally, a dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment and plan tailored specifically for you. And the best part is that Apostrophe does both oral and topical. So they're not only treating whatever your skin issues might be from the outside, but also from the inside out. So for me, even though my skin be, she be cute, she be litty, I do get hyperpigmentation. Let your girl get a pimple. Let her get stressed out and a pimple pop up on my face. Know that I am going to have dark hyperpigmentation wherever that was. Well, Apostrophe has a solution for that. And what I love about it is that it is something specific catered to me. I don't like giving people skincare advice because my skin is very specific. Where when people are asking me, they're like, what do you do? I'd rather send them to Apostrophe than to give them something that is going to be useless because it works for me and not them. So this is what we want you to do. Get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use our code isthis.
Is this.
This code is available only to our listeners. To get started, go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use the code isthis.
Is this.
As sign up, and you'll get $50 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use the code isthis.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit for $15 off. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. I said, he gonna take a swallow right as we are like, talking about it. I said, I'm gonna hurt him. I am going to hurt him. So I love how talking about Kaepernick just really.
Oh, I'm back there.
Don't you do it. Don't do it to yourself. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a turn. Let's take a turn real quick. We won't talk about something else, but. Do you find it's hard for you to change perspective?
Absolutely. Depending on what it is. Some stuff, you know, is actually I can say most things. I don't know. Some stuff is just easy for me to let go or easy for me to change perspective. You know, if it's something that I was hoping for, wanted to do, didn't go my way, I can just, whatever.
Like what?
Let me see. I can't. You switched up topics on me so quick.
I know.
We had two topics in mind, and she goes with a third that we didn't even talk about.
Well, because it's just more relevant, and I'd rather have you engaged in the
conversation. I was going to be engaged. I was over here thinking about the topic we were supposed to be talking about.
Oh, well, like I said, you had warmed up with the Kaepernick thing, and I was like, oh, okay, let's dive in. And then when you just said, I'm back there. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go ahead. We can be where you're at. Well, we can be where you're at. Like, me and Marcus actually recently had a conversation about how how I be getting over disappointment quicker than him because of my career. I'm constantly putting myself out there and receiving what appears to be rejection. Over and over again.
Over and over. And as it's not like I know all careers, but I don't know. I can't think of another career where people have to go through that as much as an actor, actress, whatever you want to call it.
I think anything where there's no job stability, you're always constantly like, I think in any entrepreneur, you are getting no more than yes.
Yeah, however, as much. Like, how many auditions have you gone on this year?
Oh, not that many.
Okay. On average, how many auditions do you go in 3 months?
Oh, that's a hard. It just depends.
What's the max?
I don't know. Maybe in 3 months if it's at a... I don't know. Just make up a number. Say 30 or something.
30. Okay. I can't think of another career other than like some type of performance like that where people would do 30 interviews. That's 10 interviews a month. I know people looking for jobs that don't do that many auditions or to do that many interviews.
But okay, so you making it like more personal. Think about man shit, your beard and body butter. If you were to look at how many people come to your site versus how many people order, you are getting a bunch of no's as well.
Absolutely. But I'm not dependent on that one. Two, I have the option of not looking at that. I can be completely oblivious of that and not even think about it to where you have to get that rejection. It's almost like in your face, like, thanks, but no thanks.
No, I never even hear the thanks, but no thanks. I audition.
Yeah, but you know whether you got the idea, like whether you got it or not.
Well, yeah, if they
like, it's informative. Like you, there's no way of you not knowing that you didn't get that. With the sales of like, if somebody didn't get man shit, I could have gotten lost 30 sales today. I have no clue, and I will never know because I won't look that up. If you don't get an audition,
never. You're supposed to look.
No, I mean, I'm saying I'll look it up, but like every single day or every single time, I'm like, no, I have no idea to where you get that like.
You're going to know if you don't get it. You have known every single time. It's not a job that you think you have and you know you had it.
Well, I guess because it's like, it's all about what the goal is. If I leave my goal in the fate of other people, then yes, it'll always feel like rejection. But if my goal is just to go in there and kill it, I've reached it once I did it.
Okay, that's the way of looking at it. Yeah. But you've changed the way, the outlook on it. Like,
Well, you know what? When I was going through acting school, I had my professor was like, your goal should be that you leave the audition in the room. You don't take it with you when you come out of the room. You don't have any, like, what you call it? You don't have any thoughts about what you shoulda, coulda, woulda did when you leave the room. You literally do it. Like, I know some people who literally throw away their audition sides as soon, like, either inside of the audition room or as soon as they leave, to be able to let it go. And I feel like that probably has directly influenced how I deal with a lot of things.
Yeah, and that's the point that I was making is, you've been conditioned to take, I don't know if someone wants to say just not rejection, things not going your way, different from someone who has a stable career or a more stable life. Yeah, more stable career than that. You probably went on more auditions this year than job interviews that I've ever had my entire life.
I get that.
And you do that every 2 or 3 months.
Right. But I'm saying, even though my career has taught me to do this, it's not something that you have to be in my career to learn how to do.
No, I get that.
So, back to the question that I was saying for you is, like, what things are easier for you to let go than others?
It depends on, I don't know, the situation. Like, I really can't think of specific, most things I can let go of pretty quick. Like, as far as what, like, get a little more detailed in your question.
Okay. So, for instance, I don't know if you thought that, we knew that there might be a transition coming up in Marcus's job.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the best case scenario would have been. But I know of worser case scenarios. What makes you focus on, what do you feel like drives you to focus on the fact that it's worse than the scenario that you would have wanted, instead of not as bad as the scenario that we would have absolutely been like, well, we might have to draw a line in the sand right now?
Because that worst case scenario would have been extremely small to no chance of happening.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you feel like this is the worst of all?
No, it's definitely not the worst. Like, definitely not the worst. It's just, put it this way. It's like having a whole bunch of boats in a lake and you throw in a rock. Most likely the rock is going to hit water, but when it hits that one boat, it's just like, how did it hit that boat of all boats?
You felt like it was like...
To where a worse situation would have been like if I went to throw it forward and the rock went backward.
So wait a minute. You felt like a better situation was way more accessible
than... Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There were way more options at your current... Yeah,
for me, however... For my company, it's more of a benefit, which is also great for me. Now, let me reiterate. It's still a blessing. However, it's not the blessing that I was hoping for.
I guess that's the part I am asking.
Yeah, no. It's still a blessing. It's just like I'm dealing with, and it's how I deal with things. It's like, yeah, I can cheer you. Like, all right, no, that's cool. It's not like, it ain't no like goddamn promotion. It's just leading in the path of one. However, there I could have went on that same path at a like doing something it, with a different situation. But I'm just getting all the negatives out of the way.
Is that okay? So please,
that's how I process stuff. Like
let's talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Let's for instance, when we go look, let's say me and Angel back when we were looking for looking at houses. This is the like the different thought process that we look at houses. Angel walks up and she's just noticing what all she loves about the house. Oh, this is beautiful. The last house is nice. Oh, look at these doors. Look at this. I'm immediately looking for issues. Are there trees too close to the foundation? Are there foundation cracks? What's the street look like? It's probably leaks in this ceiling. Let me check these windows. I'm looking for everything possibly wrong because at the end of the day, everything right with the house, we just have to enjoy. However, the wrong things are what we have to actually deal with. So with this, then that's what I do when I process things. A lot of times I think about all the negatives, figure out a way to fix them, and then focus on everything else. So that's what I'm doing here is like, I'm just, all right, got to figure out this, got to figure out that, got to figure out that, got to deal with this, this and that. All right. Got that figured out. All right, cool. Let's get it in. And that's my way of processing things. Like Angel, like another example, like with her career, I always feel like with anything, Angel, we talk about this all the time. I feel like she celebrates way too early. Like Angel will celebrate at the mention of, hey girl, you know, they coming out with a sequel to that movie and they're looking for people to look like you. What? Angel will celebrate like she has a role. It's like, I'm like, wait. And then even when it does get close to that point, I make myself celebrate with Angel, but I would say a Tropical Thunder line is like, I don't celebrate to the DVD commentary. Like, just because, and that's just the way, I don't know, that's how I process things.
This is, let me tell you what the difference between us two are. And this is what I be sometimes when I be trying to figure you out. Mm. Is that, just like the instance
I'm a complicated
said,
man.
Like the scenario you gave of the way we look at houses. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, I definitely am like piling on all of the things that I like. I'm envisioning my family in a house. I'm seeing the things that I could fall in love with in that house that would make it my own, how I can make it my own. I'm doing that. I'm building a mountain of things that could potentially make me want to like put a bid on a house and put my family there. I know that reality will eventually help level that out some, right? So it's not this big mountain of hope and dreams. Reality starts to shave it down some to make it like a little plateau where I feel like you dig a ditch of like all the stuff that would make you not like it. And then it takes more work to get out of that.
Mm-hmm. So this is one thing, let me put on my Angel and Melissa hat right now. So I see nothing wrong, especially with the way I do things. I don't see anything wrong with the way Angel does things, the way you do things. However, us being on that polar opposite spectrum, we're in this together. So if like she's up here and I feel like I'm level, it's like now I got to, why are you all the way up here? And she's looking at me the same way. It's like, hold on, I'm all the way up here, but you've dug a ditch. No, I ain't dug a ditch. I'm just more of a reality.
Do you think you're being realistic?
No, I think I'm thinking more logical and realistic about it. It's like, is that not a fact that once we love this house, let's say we love this house, it's got a massive skylight in it. Oh, so much sunlight comes in. We can even see the stars at night. However, I'm thinking that goddamn thing is going to leak.
First thing he'll say, skylight.
Let me know if you have a skylight in your house. And I promise you, if it's more than 5 years old, it leaks. If it don't leak, it will. it does. That's what they do. Watch the comments come in. I guarantee you somebody going to say they skylight leak. So, and that's what I'm thinking about. It's like, okay, yes, no, this house is great. Yeah, we deal with that later. But the beautiful paint, we don't have to deal with. We can just enjoy. That leaking roof, we're going to have to deal with. And that's what I'm thinking about.
This is the thing, is that no, I used to be a realist. I had to become an optimist because yours actually feels to me like pessimism.
Okay. There's one. Okay. People on my, yeah. It's like, but that's just like a small example.
You said I have a skylight. highlight. It hasn't leaked.
How long you had it?
That's Jasmine.
Jasmine, how long you had it?
So that is the so.
Yeah, and see, so she feels like I'm pessimistic about things, and I feel like Angel don't be looking at reality. Like I said,
no, I know that I am shooting now for over optimism, because if I start to go where you go, I will feel. I'm not going to be able to stop at realism. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump down to pessimism and be like, well, then see, I don't want to.
And that's the thing. I don't get down in the dumps about it. However, Angel, go with somebody different. Brittany, if you live in Arizona where it don't rain, don't be talking about your skin. You live in the goddamn desert. But it's the other thing I said this couple weeks ago. It's one of those things to where I don't let myself climb up to that height in order for that hard fall. I stay more level with things to where Angel feels like I'm down the dumps and she don't want to have to dig herself out. I don't have to dig myself out. I just have to think about all the negatives before I celebrate. And that's what I do. Do I celebrate? Absolutely. I celebrate hard. However, I don't want to have to deal with that fall. Gravity is real.
Oh, see, you think that I am like... This is not to say that I haven't had devastating like news like this. So I'm not trying to make it seem like and nothing bothers me. It doesn't matter how things go. I know my faith in destiny is secured in the Lord. No, sometimes I do get sad. Absolutely. But I don't feel like I fall. Like when I get, I think. That's so while, you know, like I said, I think you be digging in a ditch. I think you think because I'm building up this mountain of hopes and dreams mm-hmm. that I fall when it doesn't come throughout.
I'm not saying you do. I'm saying I will. The same as you feel like if you were at my level, you feel like you have to dig yourself out. I'm not digging myself out of anything. Same way you're not falling. Mm-hmm. That like I said, I see nothing wrong with the way you do things. You might see it wrong with me, but I see nothing wrong with it. It's just when we're in this together, we find ourselves trying to pull that. Hey, chill out. Calm down. All right. You like Marcus, but this is, think of it. I'm like, no. So that's us pulling and pushing each other to meet and somewhere in the middle. And I'd be like,
Marcus, can we just have some positive energy for a second? Can we just
I'm like, my energy is positive. That ain't going to stop me from looking at what I'm going to have to deal with.
He's like, I'm positive that such and such is trash.
Yeah.
That be us all the time. You know what we should do as an experiment. It would probably make my skin crawl, and you probably wouldn't actually do it. Before I break it up, let's go to our next sponsor. Our next sponsor is... I'm so excited because when I tell y'all, I love playing this game. It is called Best Fiends. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, my gosh. What? When they asked us to do this, I was like, absolutely. When they said they wanted to be a sponsor for the podcast, I actually started playing Best Fiends a few years ago. They have over 1 million downloads. I can't even tell you. I know I'm on level 80-something, maybe 100-something. I've been playing it for so long. So Best Fiends is like, for me, it's a way that I can decompress. Especially if I'm somewhere where I can't be like busy, like if I'm in the doctor's office waiting, if I'm waiting in line somewhere, it's a good way for me to like kind of relax my mind and like chill out. It is a casual mobile puzzle game. And what gets really fun is that when I be like getting through levels on the first try, I be like, let's see how far I can go. Let's go. And then the kids be trying to take my phone from me. And I'd be like, nah, what you're not about to do, what you're not about to do is take my game. Like, I feel like when we were growing up, like there were so many things that we used to be able to do for fun. Like we could really just watch a TV show for fun. We could sit and watch cartoons and eat cereal and there'd be nothing, no worries. We could watch... I mean, you still sometimes will watch the same movie over and again. But like as kids, truly, you know, our kids do it now. They can watch the same movie over and over and over again.
Yeah, Mar watches the same Coco Melon show, same episodes over and over.
So with that's the kind of feeling that you get playing Best Fiends. It's that being able to have something that allows you just to have fun, that you don't want to put down, that you just have a good time with. I literally have it right here. I'm about to look up what level I'm on, because let me tell you, I really be playing this. This is like when I was traveling back, you know, back before life wasn't crazy. When I was traveling, I was, let's see here. I am on level, I think it said 101. Y'all, I be playing the heck out of this. And what's so fun is that they have these really fun, like, challenges that you can do as well. Like, they had something for Valentine's Day. Hold on, let me see. Yep, I am on level 101. I love it. Okay, so this is what we want you to do, because this is, I'm sorry, it's fun. The boys love to play it. I be over here killing the little bugs and the monsters. And what's great is that it's free to download. So you'll be able to play and not feel like, what did I just do with my life? Okay, so hold on. Here's our call to action we want to tell you about. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Fiends, or that's Friends, but without the R. Best Fiends. And I will say that it can get to the point where you just become obsessed, especially when there's a hard level that you can't get past. Because I remember level 34, whooped my butt, but I got through it. So we thank Best Fiends for deciding to sponsor this podcast. You all check it out. Again, it is Best Fiends on the App Store or Google Play. You can download it for free. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay. So, what I was going to say is, I think a good challenge for us, but I don't know if you will do it, is for us to do the opposite. Like, for like the next time we decide to randomly go tour a house, I purposefully look for and point out all the things that are not right about the house, all the things that might cause us issues in the future. And you purposefully look at all the things that would just make this, that place, like a wonderful place for our family.
You want to know why I don't think a house would work?
Why?
It's because I know things to look for that you don't.
I'm not.
Just because that's my profession.
I know. I understand that it won't be the perfect thing. But you also have to understand that I've heard you call out enough things that I now know more things to look for than what you think I do. I think because I don't mention them, you think I don't know. But I be knowing
and
what you about
to build stages.
I used to build sets.
Sets, I'm sorry. That's always her go-to anytime I talk about too. She's like, you know, I used to build sets in school.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying I know a lot of stuff because I listen to you every time we've looked at a house. I remember when we went to buy this house, Marcus walked around this one house for an hour pointing out all of the things that were wrong with it for a full hour. Mm. And I was just like, okay. Can we go? It was almost to the point that I was like, so does he not like the house? Like, how does it? And he was like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah, look, like I said, looking at stuff I'm about to deal with.
But do you think that would be possible for you to be able to? Because I know I could.
I mean, if it's for an experiment, we was like, yeah, let's go look at this house. Of course, I could be like, oh, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. In the whole back of my mind, I'm like, we ain't going to get this house. So I ain't gonna care. If I know if I'm gonna be putting this much goddamn money into a 30-year fix or whatever, that's not possible for me to ignore stuff.
I'm still gonna notice it. I'm not saying for you to ignore. I might do a good job of bringing everything.
And that's the thing. It's like, and this is the other thing. It's not that I don't notice all the wonderful things about the house or whatever it may be, the car, whatever we're talking about. Being that we're using this house thing, it's not like, I just don't verbalize it. I'm just looking and she's like, so what are you looking at? I'm looking at this, this, and that. Of course I noticed the beautiful spiral staircase and
but do you understand that's the exact same thing on my end, though?
Yeah, I said this in the beginning.
No, I'm just saying you said that, and I want you to know that it is the exact same thing on my end. Is that I notice a lot of the stuff you are saying. I don't say them because it's like, one, I know you're going to say it. Oh, God bless you. Bless you. Hey. One, I know you're going to say it.
Y'all, then, it's windy out here. I've been sneezing all day.
He has. I know you're going to say it, and I don't want it to feel as though, I don't want to just fill the house with just a bunch of negative comments on it. It's just like,
I don't fill it with negative comments, though. I'm not negative when I go look at the house. I'm just inspecting. I'm looking at it like, all right.
Yeah. But a lot of times,
I don't be like, look at that. Ain't nobody. I ain't doing that.
I'm not saying your tone is negative. That's not what I'm saying.
That's how they're going to take it, because that's how you usually am. Okay, that's
not. I'm not saying his tone is negative. It's just like if you, this is something that we had to work on when we first, in the beginning of our relationship. I would ask Marcus about an outfit that I would have pull out or put on. Marcus actually might think I look okay in it, but Marcus initially would have the tendency to point out the thing he didn't like about it. That wasn't him saying he didn't like the outfit.
No, just like, this is how I'm looking at it. If you pull up and be like, look, I just bought a new car. I'm like, that's great, but your bumper's dragging. Like, not to say the outfit looked that bad, but it's just like, it's. I'm afraid if it's something that you might not like, yeah, that's great. And then I went like 2 hours later, it's like, you know, this is doing something weird in the back. I'm just like, but sometimes, but like I said, this is like the perspective. It doesn't always come off the way I mean it.
Right. No, and it wouldn't be this. It would be like, I don't really like how that hits your knees. And you might be like, your overall thought might be, you look pretty. But the thing that you've decided to let out of your mouth is, I don't really like how it hits your knees. So that's not something he does anymore. But that's kind of how he approaches houses, I would say. Or just like, or cars or anything that has to be evaluated.
Yeah.
Is that he will point out. So anyways, I think they understand that now. I don't think it's something where they're confused on what you're doing. I just want to know, would you be willing to do that? Or even...
Easy.
Because you just made it, you brought up a good point. Let's do it the next time we look at something that we are truly thinking about purchasing.
Yeah, now, here's an example. Back when we were looking for this house, you remember the house on Currycoke? There are houses that I'm willing to say yes to that Angel would be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I'm pointing out all the negative stuff. I still see the benefit to a whole lot of stuff. It's just, I don't verbalize. Angel be like, nope. Oh, I'm like, what don't you like about it? Because of this and that. I'm like, but we can fix that. Like, so I'm still thinking on the positive level.
I already know you. So I know that when you come in with your list of things that ain't right, that does not mean that is your overall opinion. It is just like you said, how you're choosing to process the situation. So I definitely would love for us, because the fact of the matter is your opinion, regardless of what you verbalize, because this is all about what you verbalize, your opinion will still be the same, correct?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I want to do this experiment. Yeah. I don't want you to change your opinion of a place because I'm not controlling like that. I just personally want to see how the experience for both of us would be different if you heard me, because I think I want you to know my head isn't in the clouds. And I would like to hear from you that,
of how ridiculous you sound. No.
That you actually have interest in something that, like, interest in something, even if it has imperfections, I think is really what it like boils down to. So yeah, they want us to film it. Would you be willing?
Yeah, we could just do the talking head. What's it called? The thing is like, this is what I like about it, and you'd be like, well, I saw this, and that.
No,
and I'm like, but you missed that that mold under the
no, truly,
and under that beautiful sink that I'm gonna enjoy.
Because it is, so coming back to, okay, that's purchases, but coming back to regular, like, life things happening.
Yeah.
For you, because I do think it's a lot different. I do think it's a lot different. Like you said, I think you're being very honest about when you're purchasing stuff or when things have been purchased, that when you say point out the flaws first, it's not you, saying you don't like it. It's just you being honest about what you're seeing in front of you.
Yeah.
However, well, now when we look at like the situation right now of like your job, have you ever thought about, I know this is how you process, but have you ever thought about jumping to the gratitude first?
Yeah, of course.
Is that harder for you?
No. You just... It's just, you've seen how I celebrate. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah. You're like, you excited? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you're saying that's you showing gratitude?
I'm just saying, like, I'll show the gratitude, but it's still, like, my whole process is... Mm-hmm. I'm not
expressional. I don't mean to... Expressive. I don't mean for you to be... Obviously, you're not going to be me twerking about every single thing that comes into your life. I don't mean that. But I mean, like...
That's going to be the... when we do the house experiment... Every time I notice, I'm just gonna, y'all ain't gonna see me twerk.
Yeah, again.
It's gonna be an emoji of Angel twerking. Cause that's her. The door's closed. Twerk, twerk, like Angel. It's literally illegal for them to sell us a house where the doors don't close.
No, but I mean, like, yes, so what I'm saying is not celebratory, but just a place of, you know what? Thank you for the continued provision. Thank you for whatever this door is about to open. And thank you for this. Everything else is going to be the way it is until you see fit to change that.
Mm-hmm. You said have I?
Yes, I was like,
what? Yeah.
You do, how would you say like that splits up in your like reaction to things in life? Like, is it like a 50-50? Sometimes you're able to do that. And sometimes mine is like 75-25. 75% of the time I can possibly get there. There's 25% of the time it takes me a while to get to grateful. Where the negative part of whatever the blessing might be or the whatever you want to call it might be is so overwhelming that I am processing that part first. So...
Yeah, it's not like do I go to the gratitude first, honestly? Most times, I don't know. I can't say I do, I can't say I don't. Do I usually arrive at the gratitude? Almost every single time.
Of course. I don't think we'd be able to be married if you didn't arrive to gratitude at any point in time.
I don't know if I always approach it. I don't know how often I would approach it with all gratitude to start off with. I don't know.
That's what I was just saying. I was just trying to figure out if it was often or if it's like you feel like every once in a while or.
No, I think it's often.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it can be difficult, especially when it's like something that you was already giving you. Like not the vibe that you wanted to begin with.
Yeah. So yeah, if it's already like in the atmosphere of it might go green. It might go green. And I don't want that, but let's focus on everything else. Oh, it went green. And green is still a step up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of analogy the colors are, but I just decided to go with it. Green is still a step up. It's like, I'll eventually definitely get to the gratitude, but I won't immediately go there like, yeah, well, at least blah, blah, nah. I gotta process it first.
Angela Johnson wants to know, was there a lot of positive talk and celebration in your households growing up? I would say that's a hard one. I'm trying to figure out what I'll say that the mother that I have now is very much so positive affirmations, positive talk all the time. It's a very much so a focus. Growing up, though, no, I don't think that was a thing. I don't think...
Was there negative?
No, there definitely wasn't a lot of negative talk. That wasn't something that was even really allowed in our house, at all, to be honest. We couldn't even have arguments in our house. So negative talk, not to say an argument and negative talk are the same thing, but in the vein of negative sounding words and whatnot, weren't really... I don't want to say, I want to say weren't truly allowed, but positive talk wasn't like enforced. Like, you got to see the good in everything. Yeah. You got to, but you know, growing up in the church and the whole pray your way through and believing in God changing things, I think that naturally makes you have to look at things with the silver lining first. Because if you're believing in a God that's going to change a situation, you kind of have to see the situation change before it happens, if that makes sense. So, but it just wasn't called that.
Yeah. No, in mine, like I said, it wasn't like negative talk, but it wasn't a whole bunch of like uplifting. It was just like, I just remember being a kid and watching my parents work. And like it wasn't like a, you know, yo, you can... be anything you want to be. It's like there's more focused on the immediate future, not like the, you know, distant or when I think about it on that perspective. But yeah, it's like it wasn't any like negative. Like I don't ever remember my parents being down in the dumps about anything. They did a good job of sheltering us from it and making us feel safe and comfortable.
How did they feel about like your grades or accomplishments? Were they all just, were they just like,
oh, it was definitely a celebration if it was good grades and punishment if it was bad grades. With me, they got used to it being, you know, moderate. But yeah, it was definitely like one of the biggest things of, you know, seeing like, especially daddy, seeing him smile, like, tell him, you know, I'm proud of you. He's like, yeah.
Well, we have something that has come out of the negative that is about to be a positive, and that is our third and final sponsor.
Third and final sponsor, Bulldog Yoga Online. It's no secret that we're all juggling a lot these days, jobs, families, budgets, not to mention the emotional baggage of last year. It's been tough on kids and their wacky schedules as well. We've all heard and read amazing benefits of yoga, increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus. But many of us have tried yoga and never gone back or have been afraid to try because of the intimidation. Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun. Yes, fun. And Bulldog...
Well, I'm like, yes.
Yes, fun. And Bulldog streaming online classes are available on demand, anytime, any place, on your schedule. Bulldog even offers classes for kids and teens, so you can get your Bulldog on moving with the entire family.
I wanted you to talk about. I wasn't expecting.
I'm getting to that part. I'm just getting the like, business out of the way, said, so these people don't be like, we snatching that from y'all. where am I at? Bulldog streaming online. Oh yeah, it's available for the whole family. There are choices of all levels, from beginner to classes to heart pumping workouts, and there's tons of class length options to fit your schedule. Classes ranging from 12 to 60 minutes. Now, with that out of the way,
expecting you to read it. I thought you won't freestyle the whole thing.
Oh no, because like I said, it's stuff that I know they want to say. So real quick. I know people, like, as y'all know, some of y'all may or may not know, my back, I had really bad back issues last year. Actually, it wasn't this time last year. It was, like, next month of last year.
Mm-hmm.
March, April. And I know people that have, and it was bad. It was really bad. Like, I struggled. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't get up. I couldn't stand. Couldn't walk. It was excruciating pain. I've never felt anything like that in my life. Even the, whatever that other thing was. I don't know. I put them back up around the same level. But anyway, I know people that have gone through things like that with their back for decades. And as soon as they started yoga, like immediately, it all went away. Like, and that's how beneficial yoga can be, especially when you have something like this, where you like something like this, you have no excuse not to do. Mm-hmm. I can break away from work for 12 minutes and do yoga, and help out with the stress.
And not just that, Marcus's core, he's been noticing.
Y'all, my core, I stand like Monty Burns from The Simpsons. Like, my core is all jacked up. Like, it's just like there's no strength left. It's like gone because I had been compensating because my back was messed up. Mm-hmm. And during that healing process, I've noticed, I'm like, why am I standing with my belly poked out? Like, I can literally stand and rest my hands on my stomach. That's how I stand with my back arched like that to keep from using my back.
So he, with these Bulldog yoga classes, has been able to start working to get his core back strengthened.
Yes.
So that, you know, while Marcus loves to do strength training with like heavy weights and stuff like that, just trying to get those deeper muscles back and activated, especially his core, is something that Bulldog Yoga has been able to give him. Yeah. And he's not having, well, granted, it's COVID, so we ain't going, leaving out the house. But he's able to try yoga in the house and not worry about people looking at him and being like, sir?
What's wrong with you? Where's your back brace? You drank a lot of beer, sir? Right, you got it good, but your back is arched.
Give him a call to action.
Try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's bulldogonline.com. Use our promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE?
Yeah. For an additional 50% off your first paid month. Again, that's bulldogonline.com. Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
For an additional 50% off your first paid month. Thank you so much, Bulldog, for sponsoring our podcast. Bulldog Online.
Yeah.
Make sure you do the online.
Oh, he did it.
What?
I don't like doing
ads, y'all. I don't. For that reason. I'm like a goddamn robot. Sitting here reading it. Move to the next item. Personal endorsement. It's like I read all of that.
Marcus was like, I'm about to be stiff, but I'm going to relax once I do this yoga. I'm going to be stiff on this reading. You did it. Yeah, y'all know I usually do it because this is not Marcus's
thing.
And
it's so natural, Angel. That stuff's not natural to me.
That's the reason why I want you to feel free. If I ever give you one, just freestyle it. I'll make sure if there's any mandatory notes that have to be read, I'll slip them in there. You ain't got to worry about that.
Somebody talking about who? Shantae talking about read to the class to hear. Don't worry about me. You helper. Anyway, what was I saying? No, you were saying.
Yeah, I do. I want us to try that. One, because I do think the challenge of the perspective shift, both of us. So not just you changing to my perspective, but me changing to your perspective. Mm-hmm. Because I do believe that it is important for us not to invalidate our own natural feelings. So if we are sad about something, to acknowledge that and not just be like, well, I can't be sad because I got to be grateful. And I have to watch myself to make sure that I am not like pushing my honest feelings just because they're not like positive stars and snowflakes and rainbows to the side. But also for you. So that's for me,
mm-hmm.
but also for you to know that, like, it's okay if the situation isn't all positive, to only just focus on the joy of the situation.
Yeah. And it's like, again, this is something I want to reiterate. It's not like the place that I started and I don't stay in. It's just a process.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I have been through all of your processes, through most of your adult life, through most of your adult life with your career. So I know exactly how you process all this, regardless of whether the audience knows or not.
Yeah. And I know how you do.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Yeah. You know when it gets too much and it does tear me down. And you also know how I am able to be like, okay, let's go. And I know that, like, it can get difficult if too much stuff is just out of whack. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want that for you ever again. Like for it to feel no, it's that been, way.
Yeah, what not, was it? It wasn't last year. Year before last.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That was a rough time.
So
everybody's talking about 2019. It was
2019.
I was like
2019, and what's crazy is not to invalidate your feelings. But
feels like you're about to do that.
No, no, but if you
look, with all due respect, you're about to get real disrespectful.
No, no, no. But look at where we're at, though.
Yeah.
Like.
Absolutely.
You know, like, all of those feelings, and we're still on this side of it.
Yeah.
So, sometimes.
I mean, that was like a.
I know, it was a lot of stuff.
No, but what I'm saying, that was like nothing like that through the, what is it? The as many things that were happening and everything that was going on, I've never experienced that many things on top of the other. So it was like unheard of. It's like I'm experiencing all this for the first time. Let me figure out how to deal with this. But this is not a good situation for me right now. I don't feel great.
I get it. So I know certain things. What I'm saying is, I know certain of those things you had no control over.
Yeah.
And they were going to be what it was.
I mean, technically, you have control over how you feel about everything. However, we all human.
How we react to everything. Yeah. Yes, we have control over that. So that's what I'm saying. So there are certain things, because I don't know what life is going to throw at us.
Mm-hmm.
I always definitely try to err on, if it's something that I can let go of, if it's something that I can just be like, psh, I try to do that, because there are certain things that life will throw at me that I don't know are coming, that I'm not going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have wore myself out already.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to be able to have the strength to get out of it. So, I definitely want us to try that. And I want to be able to report back to them. It'll be in a vlog.
I was, I don't know how long ago this was. It was recent. I think late last year, early this year. It was, one of my inspections that I have to deal with at work is dealing with the police department. And there's one guy on the technical side, not like the gun carrying guys. Anyway, I overheard one of the guys, he was talking to like a contractor or something. And they were saying, how stressful everything is. And he was like, oh, we can't do this. Not going to be able to do that. I don't see how we're going to get this. And he was just like, I know he's, I don't know where from, I know he's African. I don't know exactly where he's from, just judging by the accent and his name. But I don't want to say, oh, is this, because I don't know for sure. Anyway, he's like, in his thick accent, he's like, oh, is that stressful? He's like, yeah. He said, are they not going to pay you? He was like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to get paid. He said, then why are you worried about it? He's like, what? Are they not going to pay you?
No, why are you worried?
And every
about
time
it?
I see him, every time I started laughing when he said it. And every time we see each other now, I'm like, you getting paid? He's like, yeah, you getting paid? I'm getting paid.
Yeah. I think a lot of times our jobs want us to feel stressed about it so that that we believe that there's something
higher.
It's to remain
a priority.
Yeah, we believe that there's something higher at stake other than money.
There is something higher at stake. The boss's new Ferrari.
There's still money. They want us to believe. Here. And at the end of the day, with a lot of these jobs that cause all these stress, that's what's really at stake. Money. Yeah. Because a lot of times we can recreate whatever joy it might bring you.
I mean, issues. Stress causes sickness.
Yes. And I don't want that for you.
Me either.
Okay. So do like I do.
This boy is hot.
Yes, that's why I said get him off of me. Do like I do and be happy. Yeah? Yeah.
Huh?
You got it. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I know, I definitely said it wrong. A special thank you again to our three sponsors.
Why are you talking like it? Quick.
Because I can. Why can't I?
Snatch an eyelash off.
Stop it.
Thank you for the three sponsors. Apostrophe. What?
You know you heard how you said that.
Apostrophe.
That's the right way.
I said apostrophe.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Bulldog Online Yoga, and
Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
We
also, I was going to call it Best Friends. I was like,
don't do it. We also want to thank our Patreon.
Absolutely.
For joining us on this glorious Monday evening. We usually shoot these live on Sunday, but we have had a bunch of schedule.
A whole lot of
shifts
stuff going on, yeah.
But we thank them for joining us and joining the conversation. Let us know, especially if you're watching this in the comments, how hard is it for you to shift perspective in a situation? Because sometimes it is important to shift to the more the way you be thinking, especially when you're in a relationship. Because sometimes, especially women, we be having our head in a cloud.
Yeah, like, when it shouldn't be.
Like Paige on Married at First Sight.
Yeah, I mean, we know a lot of people like it.
Right.
We got friends like that. It's like, why are you happy? Because you shouldn't be.
No. But shifting the perspective and being like, let's see the things that need to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the things that need to be rebalanced. Yeah, that's got some structural cracks.
Yeah, some things you need to replace.
Yes. Let us know in the comments below if perspective shifting is a difficult task for you. All right, guys, make sure you check out my husband's beard and body butter, Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can purchase it at manshit.com. Queen Shit is coming soon. Per usual, my spring Mama Likes subscription box will be hitting the airways, the website, whatever the heck you want to call it soon. I just got a sample in today, so we're going to see what this box is about to look like. All right, guys, we really appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all,
family. Thank you for watching me with my one lash. You all be blessed. Bye.
Punk.
Am I punk?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.